So the Mishnah spoke out this exact case. We even learned the Ran a little bit already. So it starts, this is the last chelik of the Mishnah, the last four lines on Mem Vav Vav Alef. And if a person says, I make a neder on your house, Shani Nechnas, and I won't come into your house, or Sodka, he says, or your field. He says also your field that I won't cut, that I won't buy, umeis, and then
sorry, where is this?
The last four lines in the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the last case, Mem Vav Amud Aleph. I'm quoting the Mishnah on Mem Vav. Are you on Mem Vav?
Not Mem Vav, but I'm not saying the Mishnah.
The Mishnah is the first.
We should start on Mem Pei on the base.
Well, you don't have to see it.
At the end of the Mishnah, it's proposed tomorrow.
No, but where I'm...
Right before the Gemara.
You see the Gemara, Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So four lines before the end of the Gemara, before the Gemara starts, right? It says...
Four lines before the Gemara starts.
Yeah.
I thought I heard you say both.
Okay.
So the
Mishnah says, a person says to his friend, we're on Mem Vav Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. We're going to a new part of the Mishnah. So we're just looking back on Mem Vav Amud Aleph for 1 minute, the last four lines before the Gemara starts. So someone said to his friend, he made a koinim, he made a neder. Koinim lebeis chashani nechnas. First of all, you see where that is? I make a neder on beischa, on your house. He said to the other fellow, I don't want to go into your house. Sodcha, your field, ain't sheni lekech. I don't want to buy your field.
There's another.
So, right, there's neither. So the halacha is, then what? Then umeis, and then that person died. So the person who owned the house died. The question is, does this house become mutter for me to come in? Or if he sold it to someone else. So we just learned this when we just learned this last piece of Gemara that we said Machra, yes, the halacha is mutter. Mechira is so strong that it gives over ownership to someone else that now, even though I said I won't go into Reuven's house, but if Reuven sells it, now it's a new house. If Reuven dies, it's not his anymore. In both of those cases, is mutter. Okay. So that was the case. And therefore, it's not called Beischa, it's not called Sadcha, it's not called his field. That's fine. Then the last case, let me just see. The last case is where he doesn't say Beischa, he says Bayezeh. If he says Bayezeh, so Mr. Spiegelman, we're on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're looking at the Mishnah, looking back at the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Aleph at the last case of the Mishnah. Koinim Bayezeh She'ani Nechnas. That a person says, I make a nether on this house that I won't come in. Sada zu, shani lekef, or this field I will not buy. Meis, oisha machroi, le'acher, aser. If he dies, the field is still going to be aser to him. If he sells it to another person, the field is still aser to him. Why? Because it said, bayezeh. Because he said more on the house, on the field. It doesn't matter who owns it. Whether it's that guy or someone else, it still will stay us. So you see, he's makbid on the house. Okay, now let's jump to the next daf on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the top line, and that's where we saw the Ran. The Ran already explained the Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. He waited. The Ran maybe had it broken up like into different Mishnayos. So on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph is where the Ran explained this case. So we saw the Ran in the Mishnah. He speaks out just the basic idea. So let's just, we could just read it through. the sixth wide line, the seventh wide line, Masnisin, I'm Lechaver, Kainu Lebezlo, Shani Nechaz, Kolemer, Lemash, Shani Nechaz, Boy, this that I will enter, Sadcha, Shani Lekea, Kolemer, Imekachenu, I make a nether that I won't buy it, Meis, Oy Machron, Leachar Mutter, the base ha, Omar, if he said base ha, then if he sells it or dies, it's Mutter, the Hashto Lav, Beisehu, now it's not his house, Ruadin, what happens, says the Ran, that's all if he says, Sadcha, I will not buy. What about im nostan le'acher nami shori? So he says, ask the Ran, why do we speak about a case of mace or machori? What about mace? Or you gave a gift. Let's say I will not have hana from your house. And then the person gives it to another person. It's under new ownership. So it l'chayrus should be the same, but the question is, why didn't we say it? That should be a better chiddush. So that should be preferred to say. So the reason why that's a better chiddush is because that would be teaching us even more. Even if you give a gift to the other person, you might think it's a little bit. We should make a gzeira of beis chayrin. That you might think they make a gzeira. Beis Chayrin was the case where the guy made a nether against his father, and then his son got engaged. So he wants to make a shtick to make that he wants to let his father come to the chasana. So he says, "I'm going to give my property to a third person. Remember the friend, and then maybe my father could come because it's owned by my friend. But the friend really says, can I be makdish it? And you say no. So it's not a real gift." So it's a harama, and it doesn't work. So this is one of the achronim. The Or HaChama says, that's the havamina. That you might think, it's mamish, like it's exactly like harama. Can he be makdish it? Maybe this friend could, but it's very close to harama. And maybe you could be scared that maybe over here, maybe he did it as a harama. So maybe we should answer all cases on that. That's why it would be a bigger chiddush to say that Machron Lacher, he sold it, he gave it as a present, and still it's mutter, and we're not chiddush for a Rama if it's a real gift. That would be a bigger chiddush.
Usually they change it to Machron, so it's not good, but
as opposed to in the Mishnah. Machru, yeah. I'm not sure. Yes, yeah, so we'll have to see if there's another gear saw. Yeah, so I have to see. So far, I don't see a Girsa here on this. Okay, right. Fine. So now, that's the question. Ask Duran, it's a bigger chiddush to say that if I gift it to a middleman, then it's mutter. Or let's say I say I won't have enough in this house, and he gives it as a gift to his friend. Mm-hmm. Now I'm allowed to have no. That's a bigger chiddush because then you're not even scared of the harama of matnas beis chayrin, that he might do a harama. So answers the Ran, el alohachi nokat machron. The reason why we said the case where he sold it is lashminan is teaching me the dafka machron laacher. It's only if he sells it to another person. Avalamar beis chashani nechaz machron loy. Whatever, if I make a nether, I won't have anah from this house. And then he sells it to me. Is that mutter?
No, that's us.
Or is that us? So you might think, well,
he sells it to the guy that he asked.
Yeah.
No, he never asked. He asked it on himself.
He asked it on himself.
No, they're asking himself.
Now the neither wants to buy it and pay cash.
Depends on the top of sale.
On the who?
The top of sale.
The tap?
Type of sale.
What do you mean, what type of sale?
If he sells it for more than it's worth.
For much cheaper than it's worth.
No, but cheaper than it's worth, then he's giving Hanoah.
No, he said But he's ushering Hanan himself, right?
Right.
So if he sells it at a much
higher... No, he's buying.
Oh, he's buying.
He says, I won't have enough from your field.
You're right.
Yeah.
Higher price.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm not sure why we don't say that.
He's saying are we going by what the Mishnah says? If it's my house, it is.
The Mishnah says.
Because if it's my house, then you'd think it would preclude any sale at all, whether it's above market.
Well, maybe that's not on us. Alan's asking from the Gemara that we had way back when.
Oh.
Daf Lamed Aleph is low. Yeah, so he's out. Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah,
houses might be different because generally they, prices by like corn and apple, they fluctuate. How real estate tends to go up. So what happens when you buy it at, you overpay for it. But then the value of the houses go up to such a level that it's like, let's say in Toronto, I bought a house at 300,000. Now it's 800,000. When I bought it at 300,000, I overpaid. Oh, but now I'm glad I overpaid because now.
So it could be that Gemara wasn't by land. That Gemara was more by different items.
Doesn't it make a difference whether he's saying Hanah or the house is Aser? Like, if the house is Aser, then no sale would help. No, whether above, below, your house.
He said Beischa.
That's much more specific than I won't get Hanah. Isn't it? Like, so then the whole market value thing.
He's saying that's why it won't work.
The house itself is prohibited.
Uh-huh. You're saying that's the pshat. The pshat is, it doesn't matter how much he pays. Okay, very good. Len's saying, when I say I won't have a no from you, Daf Lamed Aleph was saying I won't have a no from you. So the only way that I won't have a no if I buy something from you is if I pay a lot. If I sell, I have to sell it low. Then I'm not having a no from you. When the Algamar wasn't a Shiloh of having a no from you, it was a no from having from Bayezeh, Beischa. I won't have a no from Beischa. So if it's
basically, I won't enter your house.
Yes,
I won't enter your house.
Yeah. So the question is, but when it's under new ownership, it's mutter because it's not base law. So the question is, and what about bias? What about if I get a present from him? What about if he gives it to him as a gift, or he sells it, or he sells it to him? So he sells it to him is because he's giving it from him to him. So we see it coming from him to him. So I guess you're saying we see it as his house. We see it as base law. That's the first switch to a middleman. Yeah. To be a middleman owns a house, then I could come in. Because then we see it coming.
It's not your house.
Once it changed to middle, became my house. I'm not entering your house. I'm entering my house. Right. Exactly. I don't understand why this is a problem. I'm asking. I don't see why.
We see it. Don't you?
Not about Hannah. It's about I'm vowing not to enter your house. Well, now that I've bought it, it's not your house. So entering my benefit. House. No, it says nichnas.
So, previously when we had a problem with, say, a gift, it was for Hannah. You're saying.
Here it says, I'm not going to enter your house. I buy the house, it's not your house anymore. Why can't I enter?
Interesting.
I'm saying, to speak out the other layer, he's saying, the reason why we didn't speak about Matana. It's good, but Matana would be clear. Matana would be clear that if I get a gift from I'm the Noider, and I say I won't have enough from moving from his house, if he gifts me the house, that's for sure, also, because that's for sure enough. So therefore, that part wouldn't be a Chiddush. So we want to say the Chiddush is even when he buys it, that's also also. Yeah, I guess we still see it as you're saying, we still see it as his house. Even though he sold it, we still see if it came directly from him to me, we still see it as his house.
It's kind of like the guy that put the food on the fence. He retained control of it, and when the guy picked it up from Hefker, it's like he gave it over to him.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, it was us, right?
If you make it Hefker,
it was just two of you walking.
Yeah, if you make it Hefker. That's a machlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama says it's fine because it's Hefker. Rabbi Yossi says it's Aser because we see him as being the owner by Hefker. Right. Yeah, I hear. Okay. Interesting to think that through about what would be. Maybe you're saying we still see him as being the owner of the house. Okay. Fine. So Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Okay, I hear it's very interesting. So that, but that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is even if he sells it to the actual Neider, it's going to be Usser. Okay, now the Ran just finishes off and says the piece about Koinem Lebayez Zeh. The Ran's next piece is Koinem Lebayez Zeh Shani Nichnas Vesoda Zeh Shani Lekech Meisay Macher Lacher Usser. If he says Bayez Zeh. So Bayez Zeh means this house, and then Soda Zeh Shani Lekech Meisay Macher. Even if he sells it or he dies, the house is still called the, well, it's still this house, and therefore it's also even after it transfers ownership. The Kivan the Bayezeh says the Ran, the Ramaschal Koinim. Okay, the Ran is now the third, sixth, ninth wide line. Says the Ran, Koinim, also the Kivan the Bayezeh Kama Shavia Ilave. He made the house a piece of something forbidden to him. It's a chaticha di surah. Whether it's under his ownership or someone else, it's still the piece is also hilkach. Therefore, even if he sells it to another person, it's also have a idea. So that was right. That was the first thing. Then the Ran. This was the Ran that we quoted once before. This was the famous Ran, the have a idea, where he said that you should know that right now we're saying that Bayezeh is more chomer because even if he sells it, it's still going to be usher, as opposed to Beischa is a kula. That Beischa, if he sells it, it's mutter, because I won't go to your house, but if you sell it, it's mutter. So that's one aspect where Bayezeh is more chomer than Beischa, linyan machon lacher, just in relative to the halacha called selling it to another guy. But Hachinami, on the other hand, Beischa has a chumra. Me Bayezeh more than Bayezeh linyan afila if it falls. The Amar, if he says a kainim beischa shadi nechnas. If he says beischa, I won't come in. The novel that it falls, and then bonai, then he builds it up. Aser li kan is boy. If it falls and he builds it up against. If he says Bayezeh, it's mutter, but calls you beischa. But if he says beischa, then it's still vayter aser. It re jumps up again, sprouts up again. It will be aser mashma, and therefore. And whatever is Beischa, v'yamar Bayezeh, but if he says Bayezeh v'nafal on the false, then alf b'yishachaz v'banai, mutter by now is mutter, given the nafal also.
Because with the same materials.
Oh, even if it's nafal, even if it falls, so these are the magic words, given the nafal also, because once it fell, also, it left, the isur left, it's not here anymore, it's not Bayezeh anymore. Mm. Now, okay, now, it's interesting. There's an interesting Shaila here. You're saying we have to see the materials. So let's just see the last few lines of the Ran. Umistavra. Umistavra, you see where it starts? Umistavra, the Chiam Rinan. So it's two lines before the next piece starts, before Gemara in the Ran. You see where it says Gemara, go up two lines, umistavra, in the middle line. It's logical. Dechi amrina, this that we said, bibbeischa shani nechnas, when he said the words, beischa, your house, I won't come in. He nafalu bani le, usher, that if it fell and he built it up again, it's still beischa. Now, what about, that's in the same place. In the same place that it fell. What about if it fell and I built it up somewhere else? If you built it in another place, it will also be Arthur. This is what we once said. Zach had said, what about if you build another place? Anything that's your house is Arthur. Now, even in another place. Now, the question is, what about from those stones, from the actual bricks of the bias? Is that, does that make a difference?
You don't need it. It's still your house.
Even if it's new stones.
Your house? I'm going into your house.
Isn't that on Bayezeh?
Whatever your house looks like, whatever your.
Isn't the question of new stones, isn't that Bayezeh?
That comes into play when it's Bayezeh.
Yeah.
That's one of the colors of
Bayezeh. On Bayezeh, the focus is on who owns it. Yeah.
Right, but the question is, how far does that extend? Does that extend to
it extends to even if you build it down the street?
Who didn't bono b'makom acher gam kein aser. It's red. That's aser. So I'm just saying, does it matter if it's new stones? You're saying even if it's
I don't think it matters.
Even if it's new stones,
your house owns it.
Yeah.
Guess what
it's made
of. Okay.
You can make a tent.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Very good. It makes sense. It makes sense. The Rivash, just to tell you, the Rivash is a Risha, and he has a tshuva. He has tshuvas. He says, what happens if I sell it to another person? I sell the house to a person and then I buy it back. What's halacha now?
So if you're Rishus.
But
so
right now it's your Rishus.
Everything is gone at that point. We had this
so it's still your house.
Yesterday. No, but there was a point in time that it wasn't your house.
So, then, so are we saying that the neder is now disappears and
the
neder
disappears? The yes.
No, the question is, does that pick up the net there again? When
I would hesitate to say no. The net is gone.
We had three houses, right?
Is it hovering or is it gone?
The Rivash says, if you sell the house to another person and then you buy it back, the iser is choizer limakaymai. The Rivash holds.
He disagrees with me.
Rivash holds it goes back because beischa. The Rivash holds it even goes by another house.
Because three houses,
because it's all based on
that's
his house.
It's a little to understand if you already have three houses because he's got a house at the time, but if it falls down, he's got no house.
Yes,
you might think that it falls away, but the Rivash.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
It's similar to rebuilding it. Right.
Well,
down,
I hear.
Well, I rebuilt
by rebuilding,
it,
you still
or
have the
I,
land.
Or I owned it. I didn't. Own it, I bought it again.
By rebuilding it, you still have some type of ownership. You own the land, so there's still.
Yeah, well, let's say you rebuild it
like
somewhere else.
Like a
no, but the Ron is saying if you rebuild it somewhere else,
right.
it sprouts up again.
Yeah.
So the Rivash is saying similarly.
Yeah.
If you buy it somewhere else, if you rebuy it, goes back. So you see from the Rivash. You buy, and what happens if he buys? It won't be says the Mishnah Lamelech.
What's the other side say?
So like, what's that? Ask the Mishnah Lamelech. What would be if you never owned the house? If the night that I make
so,
a nether.
So using the Rivash logic, then it's awesome.
Yeah, but the Rivash was talking where you had a house.
You had a house,
right? Zach, you remember this case? We said bias. So we spoke about this once before. We speak about bias there or bias cha. So the Ron on Daf Mem Zayin of Aleph before the Mishnah the that is a few lines right before the Mishnah. So he speaks out that the last thing he says is that if you say bias cha and then it falls down and you build it up again. So it's usher because you built it up again. It's your it's his house. So it should still be usher. That's mistavra. That's logical. If you rebuild it, it will be usher. So, and the Ron says, and even if he built materials, you built it up again. It was
another place.
And the Ron says, what about another location? Does Ron love Davka if you build it in this location, if you build it in another place? Hu Adinim, if you build it in another place, it's Aser. Because Beischa is Aser. So the Rivash, as the Rishon says, what about if you sell it to someone? If you say, I want to have an offer from Ruvain's house, Beischa, from your house. Then Ruvain sells it, and then he buys it back. Do we say that Issa comes back? So Rabbis is saying it could hear that no, maybe you'll say the Issa left, maybe it doesn't come back. That's one side. Or you could say no, maybe the Issa does come back just like
Alan
stays.
Alan says it's
out. Alan think very it's also a good svara that it left.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Once it's gone, it's gone. So Dov says, yeah, but what's the chilek if it falls and I rebuild it, then that's usher. So what's the chilek between falling? But falling could be different.
I'm saying sell it and get a new house, or you sell it.
You know, and then you sell it to a third party.
And then you buy it back.
And then you buy it back. Alan says it's gone, it's finished. The nether's been over.
Is that, it's not over, is that because it's not in the form of a Tanai? It's not like a condition was fulfilled, and then it, is that when we say, oh, the nether's off, but here it just hovers because wasn't a Tanai formulated netter. I don't know if that's the reason.
What do you mean? What do you
mean? Well, Alan is saying, right, it would simply vanish. But if the netter was in the form of a Tanai, then isn't that when we've said that's when it might vanish if a condition is fulfilled? But there's no, it's not a conditional netter. So it's just going to continue on.
If he's saying if he has a bias, then yeah, if he has a house, then that's usur.
Well, he's saying your house. He's not saying as long as you own this house that's standing now. Or you know, I wonder if that was the case, then it's a Tanai and it's fulfilled, and if it's you know, then it's gone.
He's saying it's no Tanai here. It's not a Tanai. So if he has a house,
there's no conditional.
So if he has a house, he has a house. Yeah. Based on that, seems to be how he's learning. That seems to be how he's learning that lav dafka, if it falls and he built it up, that's called beischa. Even though it's a new house. So it says the Rivash, if you go with that, it's logical. It's a small jump to say that if he sells it and then he buys it back, it's back to being your house.
If he said as long as your house is standing, it's usur. I wonder then if it would drop off.
That's
it.
Not.
Yeah.
But it'll still be your house that's standing.
What do you think is that?
The exact same house.
Yeah,
you can
word it. Could someone make a netter? He doesn't have a house yet.
Could it jump in and be also then?
He doesn't own
it. So that's the last question you just asked.
Yeah.
If he buys a new house?
No.
He doesn't own a house.
He doesn't own a house. I'm making that vow. I'm not going into your house. You don't even own a house. But at one time, down the road, you buy one.
So that will
be chal.
This is the Mishnah Melech Shaila. The Mishnah Melech says he's medayik that the Rivash only spoke about where you had a house and then you sold it and then you bought it back.
Okay.
But he's medayik that
if he never had it.
If he never had a house, but he stand buys a new house, what will be there? So the Rivash sounds like even though you bought it even though it was out of your house. So he says, Afilu, if you buy a different house, Gam Bazeh Hamudar Usur. He's saying the same way if you sell it and you buy it back, it's usur. If you buy a new house, it should be usur.
There's a difference. There's a huge difference. Because in the first case, when he made the net, he had a house. So the net had something to cling on to.
Right.
And now it's just a matter of...
Yeah, but then it fell.
Now it's a matter of simply transferring.
Yeah, but then he sold it.
I understand.
Or even so then it fell off.
Yeah, but it had something to attach itself to initially.
Yeah, but then when he sold it...
Okay, so that guy has it, and if he sells it back, so that...
You say it's hovering?
No. It always existed. It's staying strong. It's strong. I'm making a vow. I'm not entering into your house. Okay, it's there wherever.
Yeah, but you don't have a house.
Wherever
he sells his house and he has no house for a year,
doesn't matter. When he rebuys it, it's his house. I'm not allowed.
Okay, 100% comes back. So,
but here he never had a house either. So, what did the neighbor cling on to?
It was in order for it to transfer.
Wasn't in the world yet.
That's the point. Yeah,
it has to be how.
Okay, that's a new svara of Davish Lebalaylam. There's a neder.
But are we addressing this? You don't own the house, and I make a neder. I'm not going to step foot into your house. Will that be chal? You don't even have a house. Maybe it's chal.
If I don't have a house, there's nothing for it.
No, but now a month later, you own a house. Can I go into it?
It wasn't in the world at the time you made the neder. Didn't we learn that?
The house probably was in your
house. Whether it was in the world or not, it here we're by Zeh would be problematic if it didn't exist yet.
They both be problematic if it wasn't in the world at the time of the neder based on what we've learned about.
But I thought you said the Mishnah Melech addresses that, but maybe not.
By based ha, when we say it's not in the world, what we're really saying is it's not yours yet.
Yeah.
It's not yours, right? That's the issue. It's not in the world yet because it's not. You don't have a house. You might buy a house that already existed, a 100-year-old house, but based ha, the building is based ha.
Yeah, okay, so at least according to the Rivash is learning that You, the house is there. You sold it. You bought it back. It's usher. So what would be, he says, if
it's a, it's a post-dated letter. Like a post-dated check. It's a post-dated letter. I'm arguing the other side now. Maybe it would be chal, like a post-dated check.
Well, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure about that.
What's an example of a post-dated letter that works? The korban we saw? Like, I'm going to bring this korban.
And then what happened?
I don't know. And it was post-dated letter. I don't remember.
Which part? What happened? You bring it, and then what happened?
I'm going to bring it after I bring this. And,
we have to look up where that goes. We have to look up where it is. But based on this, he says that if I say your house and it falls, and then I build it up, well, that's pretty pashut.
Yeah,
he builds another house in another place. Pashut.
We have posted it instead of my house a lot. I was recorded.
But is that
that's rare. Something
in the world?
That's
no. Why is that posted? That's right now. That's right now.
But that's prayer run, though. That works through.
Okay. Either way, fine. This is This is a chiddush. The chiddush that they end off. The Mishnah Malach ends off is that what happens if I buy a new house? What happens if Stam buys a new house? Let's say I don't have any house now.
That's what we're asking.
So even Stam is nothing to do with selling and buying back. I Stam buy a new house. So Beischa, according to the Rivash, encompasses any new houses that I buy, whether I had it before or I didn't have it before. He owns it's like this post-dated thing. It's hopping onto anything. The nether's in play and will hop onto anything. Okay.
He holds the Tabash Ainfa, if you can make an
interval. Well, the Dabash in the world.
Yeah,
it's in the world, just it's not mine. It's not yours. So I'm saying whoever's house.
Not even built. It's a plot of land. This is what's in the world.
But whatever will come into Beis Chal will be usher. Okay, fine. Right. So let's see. So the last line of the Ron. The Ron is now saying like this. Whether it falls and I buy it and I build it back, it's usher. And it's lav dafka nafal ubani lebe mekoymai. And not only says the Ron where I build it in the place, who are then in banu makamacher, if I build it in another place, it's going to be usher because kol shu beis cha kamar, beis cha is usher, whether it's here, whether it's somewhere else. So why do you say nafal ubani? Sounds like right there. The rabuza nakte, it's the chiddush. The boy rabbi is there. The chiddush of nafal ubani, where it sounds like I built it right here, is teaching me that by bay is there. If it fell, even though I rebuild it right here,
same
it's not the same measurement, same sticks, same stones.
Does it say same materials? All right, it's understood.
It says kamido say rishoyna, but the chiddush is that bayezeh is going to be mutter when you build up, even if it's the same place and it's the same stones. I think it still will be mutter. So that's why we said nafal ubani that bayezeh is going to be mutter even the same place. But really, if you want to say a bigger chiddush, by the case of Beis Cha, it wouldn't be to say Nafal Ubana that he built it to the same place. There would be a bigger chiddush, right? Because Nafal Ubana, you could look at Beis Zeh or Beis Cha. So it fell down, he built it up. So for Beis Cha, it's Aser. For Beis Zeh, it's Mutter. So now you could apply. So you have a Chumrah for Beis Cha, and it's a Kula for Beis Zeh. Now, that Chumra and the Kula is in this exact place where he's Nafal Ubani in the same place. So the Chiddush would be that even though he rebuilt it by Beis Cha in the same exact place, it's by Bayez Zeh, even if he rebuilt it in the same place, it becomes Mutter. Even the same place, same materials. So therefore we chose to speak about the same place, even though in one area it's a shtickle bigger chiddush to say that by Beis Cha it's going to be usher, even if I rebuild it in another place, it's usher. So you have to weigh out: would you rather say the chiddush of Beis Cha in another place or Bayez Zeh in this place? So the Ran says it's a bigger chiddush to say that Beis Cha to say Bayez Zeh in the same exact place is mutter when I rebuild it. That's a bigger chiddush than saying Beis Cha in another place is usher. Okay, so now that's the halacha. That's the Ran's chiddush here. Now, Rabbi Zilberstein brings up a shaila that there was a person who had a car And the car evidently had a flaw in it. And the person, his wife, went for a drive. And the car, something happened. Doesn't say the details, but basically there was a terrible accident with the car and his wife.
So the issue existed at the time.
Well, so he doesn't get into the details, but the man says, the man said a neder. He says, his words were, I won't have hanor from hamechonit hazois le'olam. From this car, forever.
At the time of purchase?
Did you make this neder?
No. After the accident. So you say, okay, so what's the shaila? So the shaila is that although it was damaged, but there were some parts which were still good. You know, that's what they do. They take parts, you know, valuable parts. So the shaila was, he wanted at least to take the wheels. The wheels, could he take the wheels? And
Tires.
Yeah. So what's halacha? Is it mutter for him to use the wheels?
The tires.
What was he referring to? The car.
Do you say the car includes the whole car?
Yes.
Or do you say the car, well, if it got disassembled, maybe disassembled is...
It's not a car.
Not the car. It's the holy now you lost the shame car. Now, you haven't just been open. It's just, he's laughing. He doesn't like the Shiloh.
You get to take it either way, I think.
So here's where the Reb Zilberstein says the answer to the Shiloh is found on our daf right here in our run. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say it's disassembled. It's zeh. Now he says he's medayik in the words of this run. The words of the run were then that they said when he introduced this halacha. He said here the last part was he was adding, but in the towards the beginning he spoke about if he said bayezeh v'nofal. So the run said even though he rebuilt it, it's mutter. So he said three words: the kivan the nofal ozda. The words of the run was. Because once it fell, Ozda, it left. The whole Issa left. The house is gone. It's not by Zed. It fell. It's gone. That's what I'm saying. Even though you rebuilt it, it's a new house. So he's medayik in those words. Why did the Ran said, Nafa Ozda? Mm-hmm. You see the heter. What's the heter? Is the heter that it's new wood, that I'm building a new house? Is that the pshat? It says the Ran, no. Even if it's the old wood, even if it's the same wood that I'm building up again. So what's the heter of Bayez? It's a new house. And
Nafal is the key word.
Nafal. He's saying Nafal Ozda. When it fell, it's gone.
That's like, this is a car.
Yes.
Would you say it's one thing when the car gets totaled, but... Just take the car is working totally
fine. Yeah, so he's saying that the car, when it's disassembled, not totaled, even if it's not totaled, but it's disassembled.
The car is totally assembled.
They break it up on parts.
And you just take off four tires.
No.
Now then it's not novel.
That's not novel. So he's saying the chiddush is that it fell. So now Ozda. So too here. He says, why didn't the Ran say that, what about if it's that exact wood, right? Like he says that in the end. So Terence is that it's nothing to do with this wood, these wood, it has to do with Ozda, and therefore, just like that house, the minute the house gets taken apart, it's mutter, because it's not called a shame bias, so too the car. When the car is taken apart, it's not called a car anymore. Therefore, he's leaning to say that it should be mutter, but yitachin, it's possible, maybe it's also to have hanoah from kol prat uprat, because the kavana, maybe we go after the kavana of the noider. We always say, benedarim holchim acharei, we go after the person himself, what his kavana was. So his kavana was, I don't want to ever have hanoah from anything, from this cheftza.
Looks like he changed his mind a little bit.
He's saying it's odd. He's saying, but... He's saying, the Reb Zilberstein is switching in the
Reb Zilberstein.
No, I'm saying the guy himself.
He's saying the guy that in the car.
Okay, but you can't change your mind on a neder.
Exactly.
Yeah, too late. So now I'm saying, but Reb Zilberstein here is throwing in a monkey wrench into this.
Yeah.
By the letter of the law.
I was a little. I went a little too far. I really want those snow tires or whatever.
Reb Zilberstein says, even though if you would just put it up for whatever the words mean, it would be mutter. But my mind, we go after the neider. So then he meant to say, I don't want to have enough from
right.
Kol prat uprat. That's a kavana. There was a terrible thing that happened with this car, and l'chayra, he was mechavin for every part. He doesn't want to.
But that's a good question. I got a pair of. I got four winter tires in the trunk. Is that part of the car?
That's a new shayla.
You're driving
around
now.
That's the shayla. So I hear that's a good shayla. You want to know if something is part of the trunk? Is that part of the car?
No. I'm not like my briefcase in the car. Okay, that's not part of the car. This is.
Okay, it's interesting. If especially if every winter they put it on and off. I hear
spare time.
Spare tire is part of the car.
Yeah.
Spare tire would be part of it. That would
so
be
it's a little.
What do you buy the winter tires for? To keep them in the boot?
So the question is, do they become a chelik of the car,
yes,
like a spare tire?
Yes.
This guy could get out of it anyway. No, if I would have known that I would need these snow tires, I wouldn't have made the nether. It'll get out of it.
Well, okay, that's a different thing. You're giving a pass up. You want to be matter the nether.
I say because the guy obviously regrets making this.
Impartially
regrets
it. No, but that's not a good pass up. What's his pass up?
Had I known that I'm going to need these tires.
I remember the example. The example we gave was, because if I had known something that I could have known at the time of the nether, like we said the example.
Yeah, you have to have a Pesach that if I would have known this at the time, I would have made a nether. I wouldn't have made the nether. So you're saying, well, do you realize when you make the nether that you won't be able to use the tires? He would have said no.
If I realized that the new car I bought actually the tires match.
If I would have realized that I'm moving from Israel to Canada and I'm moving the car with me,
But you can't say this. That's not a Pesach.
Okay, I'll think it through, Bill.
No, good. Okay, but I'm just saying that it's good to remember this because this was that important daf where we talk about what's a Pesach. It has to be like a Mekach Toys, similar to Mekach Toys.
I know he was a doctor. We used some
example. Right,
a surgeon. If I had known that that guy's a surgeon, I would have made a net. I would not have made a net.
Mr. Hanav from him.
Fine. That's a good example. Yeah. I didn't know all the details. Fine. So then I would have made a net.
Somebody's in that area, somebody not going to get Hanav. Then live organ donation would be aser, and if after he was nifter, it'd be mutter.
What's this?
I'm like into the car.
Okay.
Oh, you want to? Could you take an organ from the person?
Take an organ from the person if they're living. How's your ear? Your
everything okay?
Oh, not an organ.
Okay.
You can't donate an organ to the. You say I'm not going to get a handout from this person. You can't take a organ from that. Donate a kidney, everything's good and alive, and can't do that. That's enough. I would say after the person, if a person's nifter,
right? Can you benefit from these organs?
Because now I'm on the card.
The truth is, we're going to have to see your shayla. It might be coming up in the Gemara.
I want to ask you on the Rivash.
Yeah.
You brought a case that the Rivash says that if there was a house, Vesta existed, and then we sold to a third party, and then it comes back.
You rebought it.
The netter does apply. Why would he say that, and not the one where there was never an end of a Baala Olam?
What he said, he should have said, it's a davar shleib
al olam. Because it includes the former case. He says that one case, then it implies that it doesn't work. That the nether will not work on davar shleib al olam.
He says there's no problem of davar shleib al olam because he didn't say it.
Yes, I'm saying it doesn't apply. Can you say by Rishonim that they would get bigger finish? It's just about a particular case. Like I understand the Gemara has said. Grecian or Athenian convention, something
you say, the words are they still mark the words. I mean, they still watch what they're saying.
So you're saying, why didn't he say that it's a Davish Shalom B'Lailam?
Yes. Unless you could show me somewhere else where he actually said Davish Shalom B'Lailam. But why would he state the case where if the letter was held on the house, then the house was sold to a third party, and then it came back. The letter was in between, there was nothing, and then it came back.
Maybe it's being gradual, you know, like you said, from one to the other. Moving down the street, and then the next one is selling it to somebody else, and then the even further than that, even if you never had it to begin with.
But he's saying it's usher. He's saying that's usher. If you never had it to begin with, and you buy it,
we came out. Yeah, it was usher. Yeah,
according to the Rifash,
gradually increasing the chiddush.
Yes, he wants to know why. What's planned in that chiddush? Is that true? Is that chiddush true? He's asking. He's saying,
why didn't he say the bigger chiddush?
Yes,
because sometimes they go the gradually.
Would have covered more.
Ah, okay. So what happens, it sounds like we're gradually building.
Right.
The Ran says one thing, that you built up, you know, you built it on the same place, and Beis Cha is usher. What happens if you build it? So he says, well, the Ran says, what? That's if you build in your place. Lav Davka in your place, says the Ran. What about if you build in another place? That's still called Beis Cha. That was the Ran's addition. Then the Rivash spoke about, what happens if you buy it? The Rivash was
sell it and you buy it back.
Which
is even a bigger chiddush.
It's a bigger chiddush, but that's not mamish.
And then who was it?
Then the Mishnah Melech
added on if you never even had a house to begin with.
Right.
The Mishnah Melech says that
He says if I make a net, I won't have handoff from your house, Beis Cha,
and
you buy a new house.
No,
you don't own the house.
You don't own a house.
It's your first time.
You don't own a house. So it becomes usher. That becomes usher. Okay. So there, each one is building, you know, as they say, Laisav Lekach Pilpul, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Laisav Lekach, you keep on, you know, buying Pilpul, you know, now you said this Kiddush, I can extract
more
and
more
extrapolate to the next Kiddush.
We don't say Kulam Hosef Berea.
Ooh, as long as it's MS, call it myself is myself. Myself and like. Yeah. Okay. So that's this is the Ran, and that's Reb Zilberstein here. Okay. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Now, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says the beginning of the Gemara, top line, Boy Avimi. Avimi had a Shaila. There's a little Aleph here who says that the Rush says maybe it was Abaya instead of Avimi. Okay. So there's Girsus a rush, and the Girsus Yub says it's a buy. Okay, it's a Vimi. Avimi had the Shaila. Koinem, let's say a man says to his friend, Koinem, I make a neder lebayas ze shatonichnas. Bayas ze shat. Now, Zach, we're going to get back to Zach's question about the organ donation coming up. Remember your question because your mom is asking it at the exact right spot. We're about to learn this Gemara. So, Koinim Lubayas Zeh Shato Nichnas. The guy says, this house I will not Shato Nichnas. So you, he tells his friend, you cannot come into this house, which is mine. It's my house. Lubayas Zeh, which is mine.
Mother and mother.
So I'm the mother. He's the mother. May, says Shemachroi, let's say the mother dies or he sells it Le'acha to another person. So now it is Bayas Zeh, but I don't own it anymore. Mahu, what's halacha? Do we say that I could ask for it, but I don't own it anymore?
Yeah, but it sticks. It sticks.
So what do you mean?
It sticks. It's still by
itself. No, but the Mishnah, he said, the Mishnah wasn't talking about this case. The Mishnah says, Koinim lebayezeh, shani nechnas, and meisai machor, if he sells it, bayezeh, it's aser.
Yeah.
That was a noted to the madir.
That's the only change here. It's a noted to madir.
Yeah.
You're saying what's the chiddush? He wants to know. It's a clear Mishnah.
Okay. What's the chiddush? Here you can say what's the chiddush. We already know this.
Clear Mishnah.
Unless they're making a chiddush between a madir and a
noder. The case was kind of the guy was a noder in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
He said, I won't go into Reuven's house. Then Reuven died or sold it. It's by a zeh. No, he didn't say Reuven's house. I won't go into this house. And then what happened is the guy died or sold. It's still usher.
Maybe you can make something usher to yourself regardless of who owns it. To make it usher to somebody else, if you don't own it, then maybe you can't do that.
It's partial to yourself.
We already saw this, and I'm trying to figure out what's the difference between a noter and a mahdir.
Well, obviously, has to do the mechanism between mahdir and noter.
We're talking about mahdir and noter, and why is this a chiddush? Because maybe when it comes to making something usher to yourself, there's more latitude. But when it's ushering something on somebody else, there's less latitude.
That must be it.
Right.
Otherwise, it's
exactly. In the case that he doesn't own the house, like that, you're saying this will become a chiddush.
He sold it.
Assuming he doesn't own the house.
He owned it. Now he says, "Bayit zeh is usher to you." He says that, right? Bayit zeh is usher to you. Well, that's thick even after I sell it.
Ownership leaves.
Yeah, he's ushering on his friend. He's saying, in the Mishnah, I ushered on myself. I could usher on myself forever. I could say, this house is usher on me. I don't care who owns it.
Right.
That's clear. I can make that house usher on me for sure forever. Correct. That was the Mishnah. Yes. But over here I'm coming to say on the Mudar that the Mudar can't come into this house, which is my house. Now, we know the famous halacha is I can make a neder on my fruits that you cannot eat my fruits. Mm-hmm. I can make a neder on your fruits that I won't eat your fruits. But I cannot make a neder on Reuven's fruits that Reuven cannot eat it, or that Reuven cannot eat Shimon's fruits.
Right.
So here, Avimi wants to know, I'm making a neder on my friend that you cannot come into my house. Okay, as long as I own it, which is my house.
Take out
but
the word my.
It happens to be mine.
That's
consequential.
Yeah. It has to start because if it doesn't start, then I'm no one to answer the house on someone else. I'm my house, but I say bias set. Okay. Then Mesa Machor Lacher. Now he sells it to another. I sell it to another person, so it's not mine. Do I have a power to make it us or even? Does it also continue on bias set? It doesn't, but maybe I could implant in the house an iser even after I sell it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
So very fascinating to pick that apart. because here in the Mishnah we were saying I'm answering on myself. Okay, I could do that on any house I want, whoever owns it. But here I'm trying to answer on someone else. So do you say that bias there?
I injected a neder into it, regardless of who owns it.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, so do you say maybe I don't have the koyach to do it? So the Gemara says, "Rafar shebrushosai l'kishayete merushosai." That's called you try and make a neder on davar shebrushosai for the time l'kishayete merushosai. So maybe I don't have the power to aser on my friend. My house after it leaves my rishos.
Hold on.
Or maybe no. Or maybe I could. Maybe I could inject in it. So, and I said clearly, that's a shiloh. Or maybe not. So let's see the Ran on this. Maybe the Ran will just explain this a little. We have it very geshmak. Mamish, we explained it very clearly. But let's just see if the Ran adds anything on this. So the Ran says, Gemara, boy, avimi, kainim, labaya, zeh. As if to say, here, Kalimar means the Ran's going to say a Chiddush. Even though we said in the Mishnah, when I say, is Osir on me, and if the guy sells it, it's Osir. That's when I answered on myself. I can answer this house on myself. Whether it's this guy who I said against, whether he sold it to someone else, whether he died, it still remains Osir. But in our Gemara Vimi is asking, when I'm trying to answer on my friend, so Nahid, the Bayezel, Loy Lamatra, although the word Bayezel we have established means this house and it stays forever, this house. But maybe for me, I can ask it for myself forever. But the Bayezel means Loy Lam. says the Ran, but who am I to make a neder on my friend on a house which
that
I don't own anymore? Maybe the minute I sell it, I lose the bilus, and then I can't make a neder on that house anymore. Maybe the neder should fall away. It's like a neder of nixi chaver chaver. Me telling Reuven, your fruits are also on Shimon. I can't say that. I can't say to two people, your nixi chaver is usher. I can't say to Reuven, your fruits are usher on yourself. Then? Oh, now, period. So we were mechavin straight up. That's the Ran's word. Then? So too, the miboyelates, also a shayla, according to Avimi, ben mefarish ba'yezeh shato nichnas. When he says, so he says, this house that you're going into, his neder to aser on himself after it leaves his rishus.
So? Sha'ata is not on himself.
Right. On the other guy. He tells his friend, this house that you are entering,
right,
even after it leaves my rishus. If I make a neder against Reuven, what?
It doesn't help.
So now, why is this any different? I say this house.
What do you mean by it doesn't help? It means it's not going to be
chal. There's no difference in
Allah. It's not going to be
chal. Efshe deloy mahani, it won't help. The neder won't be affected.
The letter won't be affected. It won't be chal after it leaves your rishus.
Now, what's the difference between this case and Avimi's case?
I don't know.
Avimi's case was ba'yezeh she'ato nichnas is koinim. And here he's saying ba'yezeh she'ato nichnas. Oh, I think he just speaks it out clearly. Mefarish. Mefarish means he's explicit. And he says, Bayez Zeh, my house, Zeh, this one, She'ato Nechnas, is a koinim that you cannot come in.
Oh, he says, he expresses it. Even after I sell it, even after I release my reshus.
But he doesn't have to
that's a new wrinkle. It's going to be asked to you.
The question is, maybe if I speak it out 100% clear, explicit, maybe I could answer it.
If you're not able to, if I speak out, his fruits are asher.
You know what this case was?
Apple.
One second. This case was by the Yerusha, by the son, by the father and the son.
Coming up. It's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up. There's a similar thing. You're saying it's not a chiddush bechlal?
No.
It won't work. But
I said, I don't want you to benefit even after I die.
Someone else. So because I specify, you can't ever get benefit from his Toyota.
No, I'm not saying that. You're saying initially it's hard because there was
correct.
Not that there's complete. I can't ask you from something right. else that wasn't hard, but this was hard, and therefore it was in abeyance, and then afterwards it was still hard.
So let's read how he says it here, because the Ran finishes the paragraph. He says like this: Efshur. By the way, he says Efshur. Efshur means it's possible, which means he's not. He sounds like he's leaning towards
maybe,
that way.
Maybe it would stick. That's what he's saying.
Maybe it would. Efshur, right. but he leans a little bit to say that maybe the loy mahani it won't work. Why the EU lemestapik belishne? Because Avimi was not. He didn't have a suffix about the wording when he said ba'yezeh shata nichnas. We don't have a suffix what he meant when he said. The words of Avimi was ba'yezeh she'ato nichnas, koinim, neder on you, on ba'yezeh that you are coming into, it's usher. Mm-hmm. So we understand that he meant forever. Mm-hmm. That's what ba'yezeh means. We just finished from the last sugya.
And it's his house. He specified the
other. Mm-hmm. And it's his house now. And the question is, does it continue on? And Avimi understood clearly that the word zeh means forever. Like the Mishnah spoke out. The Mishnah, when I said, when I'm the noider on myself, and I asked her, this house, it becomes us or whether the owner dies or sells it. So too here, we understand Avimi didn't have a suffix when he told his friend concerning Reuven, let's say Reuven says, Reuven has a house, and he says to Shimon, "Ba'yezeh she'ata nichnas," which is his own house. He understood that that the word "zeh" means forever. Avol ikar ba'yah. So what was the shaila of Avimi? Who afilu ki boy lemebet hachi? even when he says it and he wants to make the house usher forever, imati ovid, do I have the ability to do that? Given the next hashra b'rishusay ninu, do we say, well, right now I own it, so right now I can implant into this bias that it should be usher forever. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the issue should be chal, even for later on. Maybe adam oiser davar b'shusay lachar shelter b'shusay oilav, or maybe no. Kivin de lachar mikan, after he sells it or it dies, navgim b'shusay, it leaves his b'shus. Ve'evi lehu kinitzei chaver al-chaver. Maybe that I lose my bilis on it, and when I lose my bilis, that's it. It's gone.
Ozda,
yeah, it leaves, and the nether flies out the window. Well, the shaila is, but maybe if I could implant into this chefta right now an iser, and then sounds like, you know, it's implanted, and even if I sell it, the iser stays on the guy. I could make an iser even for achas shelter meshusik. That's the two stardom of the shaila.
And when you sell the house to a party, you don't have to say, oh, by the way, you're never allowed to invite Yanim over to your house.
So according to this, if he says it explicitly, it would come out that guy can't come in, according to that tzad, to say that it's usur, right? Yeah, it's a suffix.
So we have this by the case of the Rusha.
Okay, so we're going to see. So let's do the Gemara.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, so that's the Shaila. So it says the Gemara, bring you a Raya to solve the Shaila. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Says Rava Tavimi Toshma. I'll bring you a Raya. From a case in Bava Kama, Mishnah Bava Kama. Ha'imre Libnoi, a man says to his friend, Koinem She'iata Naneli. A man says, I'm a Libnoi. Someone says to his son, Koinem, I make another, you're not going to have enough from me. Li. Now, the word Li.
Anything that's mine.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting. Is this a neder or is this a shvua? So he says the word li. Li means from me. So it looks like it's not so much a neder because he's saying li. So the Ran brings this up over here because a neder is on the chefza, a shvua is on the gavra. So if you say the words koyim shata nena li, you know, leads to me. Okay, we'll have to think about that. What's he saying over here?
He's simply saying that anything that
comes.
It's on the
chefza. Koinem shiat tanena li. Is that on the chefza?
Sounds like it. I wouldn't have thought that it was on the
gavra. Li, me many. Li means if li is from me, li is from me.
To me?
Is he making a neder? Lee, no, but one second.
Where are you reading?
Lee? We're in the Gemara.
Where's the Lee? Oh, you're back in the
Gemara. Back in the Gemara.
Oh, she's on. I was going. Sorry.
So Rava says, someone says to his son, Koinim she'iato nene li umeis. Okay, so he says, I won't give you any benefit in any event. I won't give you any benefit.
He says to his son, right?
Says to his son.
Right.
And then umeis, and then he dies. Can the son yarshin the father's all of the household?
Which we've had
at that point in time.
Which we've had
at that point in time. It's not the father's anymore because the minute he dies, it goes automatically to the next, to the kids. So therefore, we say it's mutter because it was li, it was from me.
But can it be, what's it? Can he have a call on something that
must not be Torah? Must not be Torah?
Yeah.
The Torah says you get a Yerusha, but I can make an edder that you won't have benefit from me. We both can work. They're both dealing from the Torah.
Don't have the Yerusha, but he just can't benefit from it.
Yeah, that's
you can have the house.
That's
what we came out with.
Car can sit on your driveway.
Right, exactly.
But you can't use
it. The Torah does give the Yerusha, but I'm making an edder. I have in my ability. If you could say, Adam Oyser Dover Bershusa, Lacha Shelter Bershusa, then I can ask this item on the son.
But once you get the Yerusha,
it's his to own, but if I could ask a dover b'rishus, he can't use it.
He can't use it.
Can't
have hana from it.
But he can't benefit. He can't hana from him.
Right? From
the father.
Right.
When the father's alive, he can't benefit from anything. Once he gets the Yerusha, if the Yerusha can kick in, which means it's now owned by the son,
something now owned by the son.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not owned by the father.
Correct, correct.
He's not benefiting from the father. He's benefiting from his own stuff.
Maybe the father answered him so on that
Gemara,
on that item.
The Gemara agrees.
Maybe the father can plan.
The Gemara agrees with that.
If yeah, the if that's the Gemara Shaila, if Imi Shaila was, can I answer my house, this house, on my friend, even after I sell the house? So too the father, can the father answer his possessions for after they go over to the son? If you hold Adam Isadamar Birshusai, I could answer something in my Rishus, even after leaving my Rishus, then it should be answer. But the Mishnah says in Bava Kama, Koinim Shiato Li, Nanali, you won't have enough from me. Umeis, and the father dies. Yerushenu, the son, yarshens it. And by the way, the Ron spoke out earlier, by the way. Yerushenu. So in fact, Shiloh, what do you mean? Yerushenu. Alan wants to know, or Zach wants to know, could Yerushenu, but can you have Hano?
I think yes.
So the Ron speaks out back before. It's not here. The Ron back before. If you turn back, we had this once quoted, this Gemara. Turn back. I don't know if you have it, but basically the Ron says Yerushenu means he yarshens it,
but he can't use it.
And he could use it.
And he could use it.
It's a loose way of saying, and he could use it. And the Ron speaks out, you know, why did you say that? You said Yerushenu is a little misleading. It sounds like you could yarshen, but what about Hana? So the Ron spoke out over there. Maybe we'll quote it tomorrow why he said that. But that's halacha. Yerushenu means
Kevin. So that must where he couldn't use it must have been on the side where he said the Ferush.
Oh, one more line. One second. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, "What about b'chayav u'b'maisa?" Okay, you have to read this. Read this whole sentence very slowly because there's a stop sign in the middle of the line. So he says, "I'm a libanai kainim shi'ata nanali umeis." You won't have enough for me, and then he die, the father dies. Yerushenu, the son could yashin. But if he tells his son, "My property should be also b'chayav u'b'maisa." My property should be also when I'm alive and after I die. Then Layirushenu, the son Layirushenu, so to speak, which means the son is Osir Bena. If he speaks it out explicit, he can ask it on the son.
So the Layirushenu to address your problem, of course, going against the Torah doesn't mean Layirushenu. He still yarshens him, but he can't use it.
So Ron says earlier, Lav Dafka, Avada, he yarshens it, but Layirushenu means he cannot have an all. So Shema Mino, you see from there that the Mishnah is saying very clearly that Adam Oisa Dam Rishusay Lach Rishusay. I could ask for something on of mine
if he says it before
for later.
If he says it before,
Okay, let's stop. Yeah.
The property is sold to somebody, a third party, his son, after the father dies. The son benefit from it.
If he says Bayezah.
Our case.
He said, "Bias that."
This is not bias. Nanali, right? You can't benefit.
The Nanali.
Suppose it can't benefit for me. He died.
My lifetime or after my lifetime?
Yeah, the property goes to a third party.
Nice.
It sounds like it's based hot. Goes to a third party. You can use it.
Okay, we'll have to start with this question tomorrow. Okay, have a great day, Jeremy.
I mean, we're in the middle of Sugya, so.
That's love,
that's a question.
Got to.